We continue while learning. Le'ilui nishmas David ben Menachem Rishem Nicham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in the Nedarim Perakei Mishnah Vav. Hamudar hana mechaveru ve'elo mayochal. Nosno la'acher l'shum matana v'halam l'turba. Someone's prohibited by an eder to benefit from someone else, and he has nothing to eat, so the other person can give something, food, to someone else as a gift, to a third party, and then the one who was mutarano is permitted to eat from that food. Now, this seems to be the same case as we discussed in the fourth parak in Mishnah Ches, where Shimon, from whom Reuven may not benefit, gives food to Levi, right? We spoke about that, to a third party, allowing now Reuven to partake of the food. So what happened here? Right here, Reuven has no food as well. And it sounds like we're giving it to a third party. And that way Shimon is able to give Hana to Reuven without giving him it directly. The difference is, the Rush points out, is that in our case, we're speaking about where they're in the city as opposed to being on the road. Remember, that was the case in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches, was they were traveling by Derech. So what's the difference? Well, in the city, there are maybe other people who can help Reuven out. So I would have thought maybe Shimon should not be allowed to go through this, to circumvent this neder by doing what? By giving it to Levi. So the Mishnah's Chiddush is that, no, even in the city, it's okay. Shimon can donate food to Levi. And that way, Reuven is able to eat from that food. And the Gemara then points out that there is a chisure machastra. There are words missing which will lead us into the next halacha, the next comment in the Mishnah, which tells you a story. The language of the Gemara is aval mehochiach sofo al tchilaso, but if the end proves about the beginning, which sounds like if it's very clear, but it's very clear that Shimon is giving the food to Levi as a gift, and in order for Levi to give it to Reuven, and it's very clear from what he's doing, then asur bahamudar, then it's not allowed. So it has to be where it's genuine, we know it's a real gift. Obviously, then Reuven is able to get Hana from it. But if it's very clear from what Shimon is doing, giving it to Levi, that it's for the purpose of giving it to Reuven, then it's not allowed. Then that's a violation of the neder. Now, how would we know? So the Mishnah gives an example of how we would know. Maisa be'echad be'Beis Charon. There was a case where someone lived in Beis Charon, which is in northern Yehuda. Shehaya aviv mudar heimenu Hana. So here you had a case where the father was mudah hanah from the son. Couldn't get hanah from the son. The son made an eder that the father can get hanah. The father made an eder that he's not going to get hanah. Either way, the father cannot get benefit from the son's property, the son's food. And v'haya masiyas beno, but the son is marrying off his son. So now he wants the grandfather to come to the wedding. V'amar l'chavero, so what did the son say to his friend? The chatzer, the courtyard where I'm going to make the wedding, where we're going to have the feast, to have the banquet, which obviously my father cannot enter because drisas are regulars usher. And not only that, the seuda, all the food I'm giving it to you, Levi, let's say, as a gift. But then it's very clear. He says explicitly, "You know why I'm doing this? Is because I want my father to be able to come into the chatzer and eat with us at the wedding." So said the. So what, you know what the friend said back? Amalo im sheliheim harehi mukdashim lashamayim. If they're mine, if you get them to me as a real gift, guess what? I am being makdash them to the Beis HaMikdash. I can do whatever I like with them. And your father won't get a hanah from it anyway. So the person who made the neder to his father, the son of this father, so Amarlo, lo nasati es shalisha takdishim lashamayim. I wasn't giving you my property and my food and my suuda food for this wedding for you to be makdash them. So Amarlo, well, lo nasata li es shalach elashate atov avicha uchlim vishosim umisratzim zelazeh veheye avon tali barosho. I know what you were talking about. You know why you gave this to me? So you and your father could eat and drink together and appease each other, and then the avon, the sin, would be hanging on my head. It would be my I'm going to be doing the avera by allowing the father to violate the neder. So therefore, Besuk Shabbat double Fnei Chachamim, when this case came in front of the Chachamim, Amru, they said, Kol Matana She'ina. The way he goes, like this case in Beis Choron. Anytime you have a case where there's a gift that's given, to the extent that if the person who's the recipient of the gift cannot be makdish it, so then it's not mikudeshes. Then it's not a gift. If the person who's makdish it, it's not considered a mikudash. It's not considered kadosh to the Beis HaMikdash. So then, and the whole thing was a harama, was just deception in order for the person to circumvent the neder. So then it's not a matana, and that's going to be a problem halachically. Some Rishonim note that let's say the person didn't say anything when he gave the gift, and only afterwards he says, by the way, you know, you can invite my father now. So then we can assume that the gift is sincere. And others claim not necessarily so. The Mishnah seems to be speaking about a case where the person made the comment as he was giving the gift. He says, by the way, you know why I'm giving this to you. Question whether it's necessary to say that, and that shows that it's not sincere. Or maybe the comment even at another point, we also know that it's not sincere. We begin the sixth parak. Hanoder min ha-mavushal. Person made a neder from Mavushal. He says, Kona Mavushalai. He says, I'm prohibiting upon myself anything that falls into the category of Mavushal. Mavushal means something that's cooked. So as we know, Nidarim Hochem Achar Lashon B'nei Adam, as we mentioned already earlier, what is the mashma'ut? What is the implication of a word, of a term? And that's how we define that term. And that all depends on time and place. So that's what's going to be included in a neder. It doesn't matter that maybe this word is used in Tanakh in a certain way. So a person who makes a neder from, I'm not from Mavushal, I'm not eating, I'm a konam, everything should be used to me, that falls into the category of Mavushal, Mutter bat sali uva shaluk. He's able to eat food that's roasted or food that's shaluk. Shaluk is either overcooked or maybe undercooked. Different explanation, but it's not. But mavushal, we assume, is something that is regularly cooked. And that's something that's cooked in water. So something that that's undercooked or overcooked is not included in mavushal. Tzali is roasted. That's over a fire. So that's also not included in mavushal. That's the first halacha in the Mishnah. Omar, let's say he says, Konam Tavshil She'eni Toeim. Now he doesn't say Mavushal, but he calls something a Tavshil, a cooked item. So I'm not going to eat Konam, that I'm not going to eat anything called a Tavshil. Then, Osur B'Masa Kedera Rach. He's not permitted to have masa kedera, something cooked in the pot that's soft, meaning where there's liquid in there. Umutar ba'ave, but he's able to eat a masa kedera, something that's cooked in a pot that's thick, like a thick cereal or a hot cereal or something like that. Now the Gemara explains, in those days, a tavshil was only something that a person ate bread with. So anything that falls, so let's say a machal mavushal that's eaten without bread was not called a tavshil. So that's also something to be mindful of. If you normally would not eat it with bread, it would not be included in tavshil. Umutur bebeitzo, once again, if he says tavshil eini toim usur b'maisa kedera rach, where it's soft, we said where there's liquid in it, but mutter ba'ave, he's able to have something with, let's say, cereal, that's not called tavshil. Umutter bebeitzas tiramita uvedalas haramutza. Two other things that are not included in tavshil that this person isn't able to have, that this person is able to eat, is soft boiled eggs, that's beitzas tiramita, and delas, which is a gourd, that's haramutza, that's baked in hot ashes. Why would you do that? So certain types of gourd, which were bitter, if you bake them in hot ashes, they become edible. So this is also not included in the category of tavshil, and therefore would be permitted for the person who says konam tavshil she'eni toim.